getting to beat a team that's won 18 in a row?
Yeah, they're a great team, and it's a great opportunity for us to go up there to Columbus and give them all we got. And time will tell after the game on Saturday if we're good enough to play with guys like that.
What did the bye week do for this team, do you think?
It allowed the younger guys a chance to get more reps and to get more comfortable with the system. During the season, a lot of us older guys get most of the reps, and they're on the scout team. So they got a chance at that, and then guys got a chance to recover from a few of the minor injuries they had. So it was a good week and all.
Did it re-energize you guys a little bit?
It definitely did. It gave us a chance to sit back and look at the season thus far and then think about what we want to do from here on out. We had Friday, Saturday off kind of to rejuvenate and to watch other games. And it was kind of different not playing, but at the same time, like you said, it was an opportunity for us to energize us and to look forward to getting back after it.
What do you think of them up front? Obviously, they've been very good against the run.
Yeah, they're definitely very talented, and that's a credit to them. Their defense is great. From what I understand, their offense is pretty good, too. But it's a challenge for us to give them all we got, and we just got to trust in what the plan is with the offensive coordinator and Coach Ferentz, and we'll go from there.
Did you get to make that trip in 09?
I did not get to make that trip. I was a true freshman, so I was redshirted.
So what's going through your mind as you're, because I'm sure you're watching the game back here, what was going through your mind as you saw everything unfold like it did?
I just remember it was James Vandenberg, one of his first start. I think it was his first start, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But I just remember him, how he went into that environment, and unfortunately we fell a little short, but I just clearly remember him stepping up to the challenge and taking place of Ricky Stanzi when Ricky went down.
So what do you feel is going to be going through your mind then when you go into the stadium on Saturday? Just kind of remembering what that was like.
Yeah, I mean, it's another stadium. Their fan base, I'm sure, is going to be very loud. We've played on the road before. They'll be hostile there, but it's an opportunity to play a competitive game of football.
What's it like walking into these mega stadiums? There's 100 of you guys, maybe. I know there's 70 on the travel list. And you're 110,000 people up in the stands. What is that like? I mean, that must be, you know, kind of overwhelming, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, I'm a fifth-year senior, so I've seen a lot of it. I haven't been here. But especially for the younger guys, they'll get it's a lot of fun. This is what we came here to do. We came here to play in big football games like the one we're about to, and to play in front of a crowd like that. Granted, they're not going to all be cheering for us, which is kind of fun, too, at the same token.
You guys kind of take that sort of as a challenge, I imagine.
Yeah, it is a challenge. I mean, you got to worry about the game at hand, but also the stadium noise. If we let the crowd get into it, which I'm sure they'll be in it regardless, they can help their team out and discourage ours, but we just need to stay focused through the thick and the thin.
Is this game as simple as Iowa being able to run the ball?
I don't think it comes down to one thing. We all need to do both sides of the ball, and special team need to focus on doing our job and then letting the chips fall as they may.
Seems like they'll really change Michigan State, really limit when they limited you guys, they really kind of changed the stream of that game.
Yeah, it definitely did. That's a credit to Michigan State. They came out. They were well coached and ready to go, and unfortunately, we couldn't do anything. We've learned from that, and we're moving on. We kind of boxed that one up and put it away for now. So we're looking forward to getting back after, because that was our last game against Michigan State, and we're trying to move forward as a team.